Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Tom Crawford en route to Ann Arbor. He's picking up his son, Cody, and then he's heading down to the Illinois-Michigan game. I actually had a chance to go to that, but had another obligation today at Spartan Stadium and won't be able to meet some friends until a little bit later tonight. So looking forward to that opportunity, and Tom is going to take a detour. He's going to take the southern route to Michigan Stadium and go in off of I-94. Probably doesn't want me saying that. Now we have all the traffic diverted that way, and I'll be caught in a traffic jam on 127 or 94, but something tells me that's going to happen anyway. One thing, Scott, that I think is very interesting is the way that fans react to defeats. And Michigan State, you see, November, bad weather, team loses a game, they get blown out, and people say, you know what, I'm just going to sit by the fire.
Oh, yeah, I cannot imagine attendance is going to be very high in Spartan Stadium, especially the student section. I can imagine for the people who know kind of the layout of Spartan Stadium, that upper deck section that's supposed to have students in it.
Right.
I imagine there might be maybe five people that kind of wander over in that direction. I can't imagine people coming out for the game today.
Now, why does that happen so much at Michigan State? We know what happens. The students all congregate into the lower deck, and maybe they don't want to be in the upper deck. If you are a lot of stadiums where it's just a bowl setting, you don't have that same situation. But I guarantee you at Michigan, they'll have more than 100,000 people there today.
They're more passionate about football. Bottom line, that's got to be it.
They have close to 30,000 students go to their games.
And that's part of the environment there. When you go to Michigan, you know that you're supposed to go to the football games. That is part of the University of Michigan. At Michigan State, it's kind of an added, like, kind of an add-on. You can go to football games. It's not like that's what everybody does.
What does it take to change a culture like this? It's amazing to think that this has been 3 years, and already some people are ready to jump off the boat at U of M. I don't think a lot of them long-term are, but some of them are very discontented. Michigan State, they had 45 years of mediocrity, or sub-mediocrity, really. If you have a 500 record and you're playing non-conference teams you should beat, that means the meat of your schedule, you're playing at about 40 to 45% efficiency. So in that situation, maybe it's not unreasonable to see what happens with Michigan State fans. Maybe maybe there's a reason. Maybe they're just smart, and they decide they're going to spend their money somewhere else or pick and choose the games or watch the season and see how it's unfolding. Now, Scott, what do you think the difference would be, even on a cold, clear day, if Michigan State had won last week or played a close game and lost by 4 points as opposed to having their drawers blown off?
That's a good question. You know, I'm not sure, even if they would have won last week, that attendance would be full. I mean, they'd say it was a sellout and they'd announce the attendance being high, but actually people there, like, look at Illinois. It was the week after Michigan State went down and beat Michigan, right, ranked undefeated,
right,
and definitely wasn't a full house then. So I still think it just matters the level of your competitor. Nobody really wants to come see Minnesota. I think if they would have won, there would be more people. A loss is a loss, I believe, in fans' minds.
You know, there was a time that Michigan State basketball was a giveaway. And basically, they just tried to cover expenses, tried to pay the light bill with the admissions. I drove down in a snowstorm, this is how sick I was, with a friend from Lapeer to watch Michigan State play North Carolina, and I could have picked my section. Walked into Jennison Fieldhouse. Now, if North Carolina comes to Breslin Center, good luck getting a ticket. Yeah, it's going to be a very, very difficult proposition. We will be right back. We're going to talk with Jeff Rivers, assistant sports editor of the Minneapolis Star Tribune, former sports editor of the LSJ. We'll talk about Gophers, Vikings, and everything else, the Jack and Tom Show, coming back in a minute.